95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, sister. Hell yeah. Woo! Happy Friday, man. All right. Damn straight.
Yeah, you know, it's Tuesday for everyone.
No, y'all else. Should do what I'm going to do. Just take off the next several days.
For
screw
everyone
it.
Else.
Yep, not going to work anymore. I'm done.
On today's show, we're going to talk about cicadas. I'm tired of hearing about cicadas.
I hate that noise they make.
Same.
It's that desert
every
noise.
17 years, yep. Blah, 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 blah.
They're going to kill everybody and eat everything and little.
Yep. Make horrible noises.
And then they, you know, people are eating them.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy.
Yes.
Putting chocolate on it. Ridiculous.
You know, back in the day when you couldn't find much of anything, pouring chocolate on whatever or eating the intestines of a lamb or what have you was necessary.
Right.
Wasn't much food.
But it's not necessary anymore.
Nope.
Because there is other food.
Yep.
Okay.
So
just checking if we're on the same page.
Oh, hell yeah.
There was a high-speed chase. You know how much I love that.
Yeah.
And the woman was, they said, mostly nude.
Woo!
What would you guess
that's
that
the
means?
Way to do it. Well, I'm picturing all sorts of things.
Right?
I mean,
mostly,
do it,
though.
Yeah.
Just mostly.
Three quarters-ish.
It's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth
$3,500. And y'all,
$3,500.
You have to win it today because we're not going to be here until next Tuesday, a week. So if you don't win it today, you got to wait for a week. You don't want to do that.
No, you want to win it today.
Yeah.
$3,500 coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
One of only a few rock songs with the word fella somewhere in it.
That's not an easy common word.
No, not easy to pull off.
No, it is not. Don't forget $3,500 for our 1 second of nonstop raw.
You need to win this. You
before
really do.
Four.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking.
Sure.
To,
why
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
No, you.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Here's a guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
Man allegedly sets neighbor's house on fire because
he's a pyro.
This is in Sioux City, Iowa.
Okay.
Which isn't exactly the hotbed of.
No, insanity.
Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
53-year-old Lee Bauman of Sioux City was arrested and charged with arson in the first degree and criminal mischief.
Criminal mischief.
I always find it funny that it's that the word mischief is in there anywhere because that seems
I
like a
it.
Pretty innocent child-like word.
Yeah, if I ever get charged, it's got to be criminal mischief. Hell yeah.
You can go to prison forever with that one. Criminal mischief. All right, so he set his neighbor's house on fire because I'm going to give you three guesses.
Okay.
If you get it right, I will give you $100.
Credits.
Credits, right. That's what I meant, yeah. Of course.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Wow. Do I get any hints or do I just have
to... A fire investigation revealed this to be arson with sticks and plywood propped up against the house with a fuel accelerant used.
Wow, so he was really in for the haul.
And wasn't trying to hide it.
No, yeah, wow.
Crazy.
Okay.
All right, so he burned down his neighbor's house because... We've had these conversations before with neighbor fights.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're over petty stuff, sometimes it's over big stuff.
Right.
Am I going to give you any... No, I'm giving you 100 credits.
Yeah, I guess.
So I'm not going to give you any...
Well said.
...clues.
Well, let's see. If he's going to go to that kind of extreme, I mean, it sounds like a witch burning, you know? So maybe he thought that his neighbor was possessed and he was going to clean the house or clean the whatever. I mean, that's going... I mean, criminal mischief. I mean...
That's your...
That's the first guess. I have two more. I mean, come on, sticks and stuff. That sounds like a bonfire, like you're a witch or whatever. Come on.
All right, that's not, I'm going to give you three more guesses.
Yay!
I don't want you to be shut out so badly.
Let's see. Criminal mischief. So,
yes.
I mean, yeah.
It's really more, that's just a sidebar.
Okay.
It's really more he set the house on fire. Why?
Right, right. And really, really set out to do it. Really meant to do it.
Yes, meant to do it and did it and didn't care that it was traced to him.
May I ask, was there anyone else in the house? Was it just one person living in the house that burned? Or
I can tell you that that's irrelevant.
Okay,
to
all
the
right.
story. So.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna guess then that that it's a wife thing. I'm not gonna say that. Like he's
you can't throw out things and then look at me and hope to see some kind of.
Well,
a sign.
I just wanted to see if I could. You can with some people,
please.
And they'll accidentally give you a hint. Should have known better with a poker player.
Three guesses.
He felt he owed him money. Like, the guy owed him money, and he was never going to pay up. So he was like, screw it. I'm burning your house down.
That's one. Incorrect.
He was always partying. The guy was next door partying.
Too loud.
Just couldn't stand it, anymore.
That's guess two.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Here's a clue.
Okay.
It's not something that you would think of right away.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't offer you 100 credits right. to guess it. So right. it's a pretty
bizarre,
weird thing.
Well, that's why I went with the witch thing. I kind of figured that at the beginning. I'm like, well, this must be weird to throw 100 bucks on, I mean, credits
Look,
on
you,
the table.
You could use your third guess as witch if you want.
But... well, you haven't said, did you say it wasn't that? I don't remember.
It's not that.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
Well, then I won't guess
it.
Wouldn't
it be funny if
guess.
That was it?
Yeah.
Final guess.
Man,
I mean, I know there could be a million.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what would set someone so far. The only thing I can think of is he was always like giving him dirty looks, like he thought he was like, you know, spying on him and staring at him,
right.
being a jerk.
He was upset because he asked the victim to mow his lawn the day before, and they didn't.
Damn it to hell! Oh, my God.
He asked them to mow their lawn, and they didn't.
So
the same day that he told them he expected them to mow the lawn.
And they
didn't set the house on fire. Seems like there should be some steps in between.
Yeah, something in between. Something leading. Oh, my God.
But maybe he was just, he'd had it with their level of their grass.
When I was working for 911,
yeah,
one of the only.
By the way, this is a true story.
Yes,
so I go,
this
did work
true.
For 911.
Yep. One of the calls that really made me decide I didn't want to do it after all was this guy called up and said that the neighbor was watering his tree, and he was so mad about it. And I'm like, do you mean urinating on his tree, sir?
Yeah.
No, he's out there watering, and I told him. I'm like, you're calling 911 for that. This is your emergency!
Yeah, you might be not the right guy. You made the right choice.
I suggested he burn the place down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, $3,500.
Yeah, we're going to try and give that away in a matter of minutes. We want you to win. Do it!
Our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
That's coming up. have you ever heard of the Charlie Bit My Finger YouTube sensation?
No.
It's two cute little kids, and one of them is really can't speak yet. One
yeah.
of them can barely speak.
Right.
And so the older kid is playing with the younger kid, and the younger kid sort of bites his finger. Listen to this part.
Charlie bit me.
Okay, so they're just playing, they're having fun, whatever. Charlie bites
him. Can that be a cuter accent? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Jeez.
And so then the older kid puts his finger in Charlie's mouth.
I dare you to bite me.
Which is dumb beyond words, and this is what happened.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch, Charlie. Ouch. Charlie, that really hurt.
So then Charlie, again, who can't talk,
right,
just starts busting up laughing. Like he's 20 and totally understands everything that's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe just like his brother's accent.
Totally bit me!
All right, so then his brother laughed for a while.
Right.
Okay, so that video
mm-hmm.
has been watched on YouTube since 2007, 883 million times. 883
wow.
million.
Wow. Nice. Charlie. So they're there in their 50s now. This is so old.
One of them is 15, one of them 17, I think, or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they decided, the family decided they were going to sell the video, the NFT of the video.
Oh, okay. Since it's so damn popular.
Yes.
And they have the original.
The NFT stands for non-fungible token or something like that. But basically, they can prove they have the original. So there are thousands of these videos out there of these two
kids. Yeah, yeah. Shared and reshared and shared again.
Yes. So why would somebody bid $760,000 for that?
Somebody did that?
Yes. Two different people were going back and forth.
Wow. And it got to $760,000 just for the original of that.
Yes. But the family also said, we're going to take it down.
Sure. Well, like that doesn't even.
That's my point.
Yeah,
it's,
who cares?
It's been shared a
yeah.
million times.
Was it like, it can't be amazing, stellar quality. It wasn't filmed in 70 millimeters.
It's not.
Yeah, it's just a regular.
It's just
home
really
video,
cute.
Right? Yeah.
55
and
seconds
it's a
long.
Classic.
Sure.
Now. Wow. Who has that kind of money?
I don't know.
Damn it, people. Just give me it.
What could the plan be? What are you? That's how are you going to recoup $760,000?
You have a lot of disposable cash.
Or do you care?
It's a piece of art in a weird way. It's a collector's item of modern times.
So
it's
basically
a waste of money.
Yes. Basically, they can go and force everybody else to take it down because they own it.
Oh, well, sure, but you know who cares?
Right. That's my point.
We'll just keep sharing it ourselves.
Do you remember when we first found out about NFTs and we made our own song?
Oh yeah. Has that sold yet? Did you get that NFT?
We didn't sell it yet. It has zero views.
That sounds about right.
But we decided, since NFT auctions are a thing, we would sell the original.
Right. Yes.
We'd retire forever.
You know, this is from a couple months old now. It's got some age on it. It's a beautiful piece of work.
Well, let's hear, because I don't remember much about it.
Okay, but don't try and record this, people. We're going to put out the NFT.
My grandma is hot.
That might be copyrighted material right there, though.
It is. Oh. That's
hot.
Not...
My grandma is hot.
That's the pieces.
She'll sex you up.
That's pieces.
She's hot.
Push stop.
I think it comes eventually. Sex you.
Yeah, I think it does, but fast forward.
Okay.
My grandma is hot.
Sluggo.
Yeah,
oh, there it is. Okay. What the hell?
My grandma is hot.
She's hot. She'll set you up.
You're so very proud of this piece of work, huh?
So that's unique.
Well, it is a beautiful selection.
I had iTunes on random, and so I was listening to music, and then I heard, his grandma's hot. Somehow my iTunes had gobbled up that particular piece of audio.
Oh, that's weird. That's not what you want to run into.
That's not what you want to hear.
You know, all we got to do is take a little piece of Charlie, because that's so popular, and put it into our song, into this song.
Can't. We don't own it.
Well, it's
guy
not...
paid $760,000 for
damn
it.
It.
We could try, though.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We should take some phone calls, yes?
Yeah, why not?
KLOS, hello.
I'm calling for the 1 second of rock.
Non-stop.
Did I miss it?
Rock. You did not miss it. We're going to do it very soon.
Good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes, hi.
Hi, 1 second of rock.
Coming up.
Non-stop rock.
Very soon. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
It's coming up very soon.
Yeah, I was calling about the contest.
Yeah, it's coming up very soon.
You know what? Let's just do it now. Everybody's asking for it.
I mean, that makes sense.
Why not?
All right.
Hey, y'all, we're in the middle of a rush twofer, but what the hell? Let's just do it now.
Listen, it's $3,500.
Yeah.
We played this clip, I don't know, what has it been, 2 days, 3 days?
Something like that. It's a rough one.
It's a very tough one.
It is.
It's 1 second, it's uninterrupted, but there is some silence in the middle of it that's naturally in the song.
Yeah, it's like one of those little parts where the song stops for a second and picks back up, and that makes it a little harder.
It's quite difficult.
You really need to listen very closely. Tell everyone to shut up in the room! Be quiet! You gotta listen to this.
All right, so if you're caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS,
you shut up too.
Then you can tell us the title of the song and the artist, and you'll win $3,500. Okay, go.
Oh, come on! All right, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game
for $3,500. KLOS. Hello.
This is Scott. Is Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
You're caller 13.
No way, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. You're halfway there. Now we're going to play it for you one more time, and then you have to tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $3,500.
Bam!
Boom, it's on.
It is on.
All right, I'll push start, and you do it, and are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go. What is that?
Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle?
It is not.
It is not.
Oh.
Sorry?
Sorry, dude.
That's a tough one.
It really is.
Yeah. It's really a bad choice on our part.
Yeah, what are we thinking? All right, but try again in about an hour. It's going to be worth $4,000, and we have to give it away today.
$4,000.
Because otherwise we have to wait until next Tuesday, because we're going to go out and vacation it up, man.
Correct.
We're really tired. It's really hard playing songs and
we
talking.
We work so hard. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How many people are tired of hearing about the cicadas?
Cicadas?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean tired of?
Stories everywhere on the news about, 17 years since they
Oh.
Went underground.
Yes, I'm very upset about that.
And now they're...
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Hatching, and then they make loud noises.
Oh, they do make crap noises. Those stupid cicada noises. I hate those noises.
Drives you crazy,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
They always like to hang out in mesquite trees. I don't know if you noticed that. But
I did not notice what type of tree they
go out and
out
notice
in.
It because it's really annoying. So cut down all the mesquite trees and we should be good to go.
Here's a headline.
Yeah.
That will annoy you.
Yeah.
Yes, that gentle rain shower you're feeling might be cicada pee.
Really?
Cicadas pee a lot. Particularly during warm days.
You know, I have wondered...
And when thousands of cicadas are perched overhead on tree branches, their pee falls to the ground like a gentle rain shower.
Like a nice mist.
No.
Stupid cicadas. They just get worse every time you turn around.
And then there's a store in Maryland, a candy shop.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I really don't like where this is
that
going.
Is dipping the cicadas in chocolate and selling them as a delicacy to eat.
Delicacy.
Listen to this.
Hopefully they're alive.
This next one is interesting, to say the least. A candy shop in Maryland is cashing in on the Brood X cicada invasion. The shop is making a once in every 17 years treat, chocolate-covered cicadas. The owner of Chiquette Chocolate says there is a lot of interest from customers who are brave enough to take a bite.
I heard someone in the studio in the background go,
yes, I did too. Maybe awesome. They were puking.
Yeah.
It's really like a chocolate-covered potato chip. It's really crunchy because we air fry them. So we clean them first, then we air fry them, and then we dip them in chocolate, and you can sprinkle whatever spice you want on top.
Crunchy frog. This is a Monty Python.
Does that sound good?
No, it's like a Monty Python sketch.
I would try it.
Do you even take the bones out? Of course you don't take the bones out. It wouldn't be crunchy, would it? How do you clean a cicada to...
I don't know.
It's an insect.
I would try it just like you would try any weird food.
Oh, you're it's Taste Test Tuesday, buddy. Taste Test Tuesday today.
But I would only try it once, I would assume. Well, I maybe wouldn't want a lot.
Did they say what it tastes like? What I mean, everything has a flavor.
They don't.
You have a
I'm
flavor.
Sure it tastes like chicken. I'm sure. And then here they talk about whether they would eat one or not.
Promises the chocolate used to dip the cicadas in is not used for dipping anything else. And if real cicadas are not your thing, the shop also sells bug-free cicada-themed chocolates, including a cicada-shaped chocolate mold filled with marshmallow cream cornflakes and candy. That might be more my speed. Yeah. I consider myself pretty adventurous.
Yeah, you
know
what they
I
say, don't knock it until you try it. At least she says they clean the bug and they fry it and they put chocolate, so it may just taste like chocolate, just crunchy.
Anything's good fried, right?
Mock frog! We use no artificial preservatives of any kind! Of course it's a real frog in chocolate. Ech, why?
Why is this happening?
I don't know. This planet, we just need to shut it down and move somewhere else.
Although it does lead me to another thought, which is,
yeah,
what weird food have you tried?
Oh, all right.
Because I've eaten rattlesnake.
I was just going to say, because we're both from Arizona.
Right.
You have to eat rattlesnake.
You sort of have to.
And then
But it was just one of those things where you try it. It's not like you...
It wasn't too bad.
...part of your diet. No.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just snake.
Cooked right, yeah. Let's see. I in Alaska, I had what they call... ice cream, but it's actually lard with berries in it, so it's just a big chunk of lard.
That
room temperature, yeah, with berries in it. That's probably the worst thing I had.
Wow.
But I remember those little candies you could get with the scorpions in them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, I think I licked one of those, but
no,
not down to the point
because we lived with
those. Yes. Yeah.
All right, what have you eaten that's not normal?
Yeah.
That's the question. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. You've tried things. Maybe you've traveled.
Right. Do you like caviar yourself, by the way? People
I don't.
Consider that weird. I love it. I love caviar.
I don't like it at all, but I know some people...
It's like a punch in the face of fish, man. It's
yeah,
just
that's what
fish
I don't
flavor.
That's the worst thing ever.
No, really? You don't like
the
flavor of old fish?
I don't want to be punched in the face by fish.
What about Jet the Fish?
That sounds terrible. Yes, he can hit me with anything he wants. All right, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about weird foods that you tried. KLOS, hello.
I'm a saltwater fisherman, and one of the things that usually happens is you eat some or all of the heart of your first tuna.
No.
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
What? Why?
Pulled out of the fish, still beating.
No. No.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You're one step away from a cannibal. What?
I've done albacore, bluefin, and yellowfin so far.
Was Quint on board with you? Were you out looking for a big shark at the same time? Are you comparing scars?
I've seen the big sharks, but I don't actively look for them.
Would you eat the heart of a shark?
No.
Oh, really? Drawing the line there.
Really?
not unless I was already inside of him and I'm trying to get him.
Fair enough.
That makes sense.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Have you tried weird food?
Chocolate-covered cockroach.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Where?
I was at the fair.
They sell them at the fair? Cockroaches?
They fry everything up at the fair.
Yeah.
KLOS, weird foods that you tried.
I had elephant poop.
Oh. How's that prepared?
Where do we start?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a food. I was out on a safari. I went with a couple of my elementary school friends years back. And the guide, she goes, oh, yeah, those are dung beetles just rolling around some poop. I'm like, oh, that probably tastes really good. She goes, actually...
Hold up.
Yeah?
So you said in response to that's a beetle pushing poop, oh, that sounds pretty good?
Yeah, it looked like a big chocolate truffle.
But you knew that it was elephant beetle.
Yeah, I was hungry. It was a safari. We hadn't eaten all day. So I was like, yeah, let's try it out. So my buddies go, you should try it. I'm like, no, that's gross. I'm not going to eat shit. Sorry, it's poop. And the safari lady goes, you know what? It's okay. People do it all the time.
Right.
So, it's a bunch of girls, and I'm the only guy, so what am I going to do? Say no?
Yes, you're going to say no.
Yeah, dude, it's okay every once in a while.
What is wrong with you?
It's all right to back down occasionally.
I don't have a fork or a spoon, so what does my friend do? She busts out a spork. I was like, oh, God, of course you would.
There you go. Enjoy.
It tasted like grass. It was just like, honestly, it was just like biting into grass.
Ah. Have you ever seen the movie Pink Flamingos? Because I'm picturing you at the end of the movie with the dog scene. No, reacting that way.
Die?
Yeah, he ended up kind of getting sick.
Does he really? Oh, man, no, don't say that.
Right on. Thanks for calling
in. Spoiler alert.
818-955-KLOS. What weird things have you consumed?
Corey Taylor there. Samantha's gone. So good.
Yep.
We were talking about cicadas and how people are now covering them in chocolate so that you can eat them for a little snack.
That's pretty big bugs, too, to be covering in chocolate and sounds crunching gross. On.
Blah. So, weird foods that you tried. KLOS, hello.
Hey, first of all, I got a question for the guy eating the fish heart. Does that fish that he's eating, is the eyes looking at him while he's pulling his heart out? I just wonder.
That's a good question, sir.
It's balut. Have you guys ever had balut before?
No, I don't know what that is.
Balut is a partially developed goose egg. Or a duck egg. I had it when I was in the Philippines while in the Navy. And they boil it, and you basically poke a hole in the top, and you suck it out.
Oh, ugh. That's weird. That sounds like some sort of Disney or Mandalorian sort of thing.
That sounds
kind of soft like an oyster.
Huh.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good, but it's an acquired taste. Kind of like a lot of people don't like oysters. A lot of people don't like eating the green goo out of a lobster.
Right.
Once you've had it, you like it.
You're not going back. Right on. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, you want about weird food?
Yes, please.
I, long ago, had dinner with my girlfriend at the time, wife now. She never knew about it until afterward. Brain tacos.
What animal's brains, pray tell?
Beef.
Oh, man. Cow brain. So did you feel like you wanted to eat grass after that or go out and moo or anything?
No, not even mooing the moon.
Wow, did she like it?
She loved it, but then I told her afterwards and she says, it was still good.
Wow, and she married you.
Well, that's... As soon as she said it was still good, you go, you want to marry me?
Yeah, exactly. Immediately. You found a life partner. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, what odd things have you put in your mouth, as it were?
Okay.
Food items.
A cherry flavored butterfly.
Oh, that's weird.
Cherry flavor. How do they make cherry flavor?
Yeah.
Does it? I don't know, but it was kind of good.
Huh. Does that include the wings? And
I didn't know it was a butterfly. It looked like flowers, and it looked like, you know, I mean, like.
I don't want to eat a butterfly.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Antennas and
cherry
all.
Cherry flavored butterfly.
And antenna and all.
There wasn't even a color, but I mean, you couldn't tell.
Hey, can you hear us?
And it was
right. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
All right, we gotta go.
Speak up, Kevin.
That song by Foo Fighters was our 1 second one of Nonstop Rock.
Oh, that's right.
Earlier,
yeah,
Monkey Wrench.
Won some cash for some people. A little bit easier than this one.
This one is more difficult.
Yeah.
And it's up to $4,000.
Yeah, and you really need to win it right now because Kevin and I are going to go on vacation. Now, Marcy was saying we're going to D.C. to look at the cherry blossoms together or something. Is that still on? Oh, we're doing that.
Yes, of course.
Okay, great.
Why would it have changed?
Oh, I just thought you were so mad this morning.
Wow.
So that means we're going to be on for like a week. So you got to win this crap.
$4,000.
Yeah.
We're going to play you a clip.
Yeah.
You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
And tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $4,000.
And here is said clip.
That's a tough one.
It's really easy.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of Nonstop Rock. Game.
For $4,000, KLOS, who's this?
Jordan.
Jordan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I love you on the morning show. You guys are great.
Hey, congrats. You're caller 13.
Yeah, man.
Oh, awesome.
All you have to do is identify this clip, and you'll get $4,000. All right?
Okay.
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 Good.
All right, Jordan, usually you're a little quicker in the morning, but that's all right. Here is the clip. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and $4,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here it is. What do you think that is?
Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
Sorry, incorrect.
I'll catch you on the morning show tomorrow, though. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. I think with all that airplane noise in the background, he didn't really have a chance.
He couldn't hear it.
You got to listen closely. So, next Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Correct.
$4,500.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Vacation starting at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Worst of. We've recorded the absolute worst crap we've done here on this station for the last few months. We're going to play that for the next couple days while we're getting a much-needed rest. We deserve R&R.
We really do. I don't think anyone works harder than us.
No. Clearly.
Here's a headline that I love.
Yeah.
Plant City woman tops 100 miles per hour in chase spanning multiple counties, troopers say.
That's your favorite kind of stuff.
A nearly naked Florida woman.
Yeah! Even better. Wow.
I mean, if you had to guess, nearly naked.
Nearly headless. So, yeah.
Headless.
Bits?
You said headless.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
No. Nearly naked. Her name was Rachel Stefancic.
You go, Rachel.
24 years old.
Rachel.
She reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. Listen to the report.
Tonight, a Plant City woman is in custody accused of leading troopers on a high-speed chase spanning multiple counties, all while wearing little to no clothing.
Woo!
All right, little to no clothing. It has to be underwear.
Oh, yeah, or just, yeah, I guess, right?
Half of the underwear.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah. Hopefully the top half.
Florida Highway Patrol pursued the woman who was in a stolen vehicle, they say. She was from Sumter County.
Wait, I got to ask you a question. Have you ever driven naked, Kevin?
No.
Really?
Under
never?
What circumstances would you drive naked?
For the hell of it, when you're out in the middle of nowhere in the desert on the freeway when you're like 17 or 18?
So you have?
Yeah.
No.
It was awesome.
Why?
It was fun a few times. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, just something you do. And unlike her, I had nothing on. You know, she's
right.
Got
she's
like,
half
maybe,
hard.
Yeah.
She's half-hearted.
Yeah.
You were committed.
Of course, she stole a car. I didn't steal
there's
a car.
That.
I had a piece of crap.
And there's other stuff, too.
Okay, anyways. Yeah.
You'll hear.
And she was going to Hernando, then to Pasco. They say she hit 100 miles per hour or more at some points.
Ooh, or more at some points.
Troopers had to use a pit maneuver to stop the car. They say she was behind the wheel nearly naked. She's charged with grand theft auto, reckless driving, fleeing and eluding, driving with a suspended license, and possession of meth.
Of course. Of course.
I love how they just take that, pop it in at the very end.
Just throwaway.
And possession of meth. I didn't even have meth. I was just
high on life. You were driving naked.
Yeah.
That's wow.
I really wanted to with, you know, a couple of girls that talk about it all the time. I'm like, but they wouldn't, of course. So then I was able to tell them, yeah, I've driven up to Flagstaff. Or actually, not very far. But it's like you know where North Phoenix to New River is?
Sure.
Yeah, about that distance.
All right.
And it was a blast. It was really fun. It was neat. It was.
But you, no one saw you.
And I had no meth. And I didn't get
pulled
over.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
So you didn't get a ticket for reckless driving?
Nope.
Grand Theft Auto?
Nope.
Fleeing and eluding? Possession of meth?
Possession of meth.
Driving with license suspended?
Nope.
None of that.
Now, is there any video of this woman?
There's a picture.
I'll see a picture.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture.
I'll show you in a minute.
Okay, cool.
I didn't anticipate that.
Well, we're trying to figure out how much she had on. It might help. Yes. It might be helpful.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. All right, but
yes.
The question mm-hmm. is, have you been caught naked?
Caught naked.
Yes,
yeah, caught. I got away with it. Right. Every time I've been naked in public or on the radio, I've gotten away with it.
Have you been caught naked?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Maybe you're like Sluggo and you just want to drive naked.
Yeah. And you got caught. That sucks.
That's
what
awesome.
Were you thinking? Yeah.
That's great.
And you got in a high-speed chase.
And you stole a car and you did that. Any of the above.
And you're in from Florida.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We were talking about a woman in Florida who was in a car chase. Nude. Or almost nude.
Damn near nude.
So we're taking your calls on you were caught naked.
And
KLOS.
She had a spot of meth on her, too.
Which she was did.
A little added a little thing there.
Sure.
Bones. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Well, not necessarily caught. We did it in the park on the hood of the car.
For how long?
About a half hour.
Now, when you say we did it on the hood of a car, were you
just hanging out nude upon the car?
No, actually, it had kind of something to do with the last story. We were hiring a meth, and you know
that'll do her. Little dab will do you. Right on. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
I was just kidding about needing to be on meth to call. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Craig.
Hey, Craig, you were caught naked?
Yes, I was. Back in high school, playing football, just got done the football game with the girlfriend too. That remind, and went up down the street to participate in some fun activities. Sure and behold, got a knock on the window with a flashlight coming through, and it was a cop.
Damn it.
It was 5-0.
Yeah, but he gave us a warning, let us go.
Oh,
and,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice. So he didn't see the meth you had on you then?
No. No, thank God.
Right on.
That's good news.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You were caught naked?
Yes, I was.
Okay. How did it happen?
I was about 18 years old.
That's
and
the age.
We snuck into a community pool, go in the spa, me and another guy and two girls, and the guy that was supposedly watching it or something that lived there came in and caught us, and I got picked the one to get out in front of him to get everyone's towels.
Nice.
The worst thing about it is that he made us climb back over the fence.
That's just mean.
He's hilarious.
Wait, so you were in the jacuzzi, so there wasn't danger of shrinkage, at least.
There could have been. I don't know. I wasn't worried about it. So.
Wow, you know, when you got this much.
I got nothing to worry about.
Right on. You know, same holds true for me, Kevin.
818-955-KLOS if you were caught naked. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking earlier this hour about a woman who was in a high-speed chase in Florida and was not clothed.
She decided to go out and steal a car and get naked in it and do a little meth.
She had some meth on her. So Bang. We're asking you, you were caught naked?
You could say that. My new husband and I went to Knott's and we went to TGI Fridays and we took shot after shot after shot.
Mm-hmm.
No lie, when I got home, I couldn't understand where my pants and my undergarment was.
That tends to happen when you do shots.
After shot after shot.
Yeah, I think I had a blackout because the next thing you know, all my friends were grabbing jokes and telling me to turn on Tosh O. And it was my husband getting me from, I guess, the backside in the waterfall on the other side of the chicken dinner restaurant. And Tosh O said, if you know anybody who has this party, please call in. And I was just too chicken.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. You're featured on Tosh.0. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. You were caught out naked.
Yes, I was.
All right. How
Where,
did it
when?
Happen?
Yeah.
It was a girl and I, and we went out in the car, and we got butt naked. We fell asleep. It was at 1 o'clock a.m., and the cops woke us up.
Excellent. Did they give you a ticket?
They did. They tell us to go home.
That's nice. Right on. And you go home naked?
I know. We went back to the house and got naked again.
Naked. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
She was liquored up. I was really liquored up. And I wandered with her outside. I didn't realize that she was making a phone call. And we went to her old 60-something Chevy with a bench seat. And had my clothes all ripped off, her clothes ripped off, and I passed out on top of her, and only to wake up to a pounding door, and it was her boyfriend that she had called. And,
oh, no.
Up. Oh.
That seems bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the whole time she kept mumbling some other name when we were talking it out, I guess.
Well, what did he have to think about the situation?
And he started getting hostile with me, and I'm just like, hey, I this is a one-night stand kind of thing, and I didn't really know her name, and I just pulled my clothes up and said, I got to get out of here, and I ended up having to walk about 3 miles home at 2:30 in the morning.
And you were exhausted. Anyway, your legs were all rubbery. Right on. Thanks for calling.
I don't need to hear that.
Hi, KLOS.
All right. I was driving with this chick I just met in a convertible. We were both stripped down to nothing, and we got stopped behind controlled traffic for a fire that happened, and they were doing airplane drops.
Oh, man.
And we just happened to be the first guy, the first person in line was us.
In a convertible.
Nice.
Naked.
So she goes running off in the woods and changes.
That's awesome.
And I just stood there with a big grin on my face.
Sure.
I wasn't driving.
Wait, you mean the woods that were on fire?
Yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
T. Taste Test Tuesday, man.
Taste Test Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to some crazy stuff as life goes on with this little
I didn't realize that we had shortened it.
Oh, yeah. The kids really love calling it TTT.
I have garlic and onion pistachios.
And I have sweet and spicy pecans, great for salads or snacking.
I take it you're not supposed to eat the whole thing.
Did you really put that whole thing in your mouth?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
I think you probably should spit that out.
I'm good.
I love that. Okay. So what we have here is half shelled pistachios, and Kevin just put a hole in
the shell is relatively hard,
yeah,
and I would
generally
not...
Generally, you break those out of there.
I would not recommend...
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
I would not recommend that.
Talk about after.
What do you have?
Just ate a half shell. Oh my God, that's a moment and a half.
No, please.
Sweet and spicy pecans that are shelled. They're completely shelled, so
okay,
nice and easy to eat.
Okay, good.
I love you. You're a loon. That was awesome. That was crazy.
You love me for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, well, you know.
And then I have Japan dry roasted crunchy peanuts. Chamois.
Those are the best.
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea either. Now, these did not come from Trader Joe's. The other things, two things did, but when Mitch, who brings us these things usually from Trader Joe's, gave it to us, he's like, I don't know what the hell this is.
That's always what you want.
I know, exactly. Well, that's kind of the point of Taste Test Tuesday, isn't it? Putting something in your mouth.
People anyway. Send us food, we eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works. That's not bad.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Who knew? That looked like it would be the worst.
Japanese-style peanuts. Well, whoever gave this to us, thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it. Oh, and thanks for shelling them so Kevin doesn't eat half a shell.
That wasn't my best moment.
Yes, it was. Ideal. It's just like it's too good to be true. I can't even believe that it's Friday for me and you. It's just bananas.
Well, we work hard.
We do.
And we really deserve a break.
We do. I mean, it's been a couple of months of doing this job already. I think we need several days off.
And we work like 2.5 hours a day.
Damn near.
So
so I'm going to go home and lay around and pet the kitty for days. We're going to record some really bad stuff and play it.
We'll play worst of.
Yeah. The worst of. Yeah,
yes.
That's exactly it. So
with Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah. So see you next Tuesday. Right?
See
that's
what you did?
When we're back.
Right.
Simon and Garfunkel landed at number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1968 with Bookends that included A Hazy Shade of Winter, At the Zoo, Faking It, and Mrs. Robinson. It was on this day in rock in 1969 when The Who and Led Zeppelin both played the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. It's the only time the two groups ever appeared on the same bill. Zeppelin opened the show, and on the tickets, Led Zeppelin was misspelt L-E-A-D Zeppelin. It was on this day in rock and bitchin' awesomeness that Star Wars was released to the cinemas on this day in rock in 1977. Pray tell, did you see it at the Chinese theater?